So good afternoon, everyone. So today I'd like to talk about one of the frequent asked questions, like people come for interview and ask about the meditation. This is one of the frequent questions that how to remove this distract thoughts, isn't it? Sometimes they say the especially unwholesome thoughts, and they got so agitated and irritated. Sometimes it's just so disturbing and bothering them, and they can't sit. You know, and you sit down, and the thoughts go on and on and on. And most people have the tendency of they try to focus on the breath much more using willpower. You know, try to, you know, actually counterproductive. You can't do that because you use so much willpower to try to suppress. You know. You can't do that, you know, actually counterproductive. Most people do that because breath is a very subtle object. So your mindfulness have to be strong enough to be able to focus on the breath, you know. So that's like when, especially when you feel agitated or irritated, actually you already react to the thoughts, you know. You have that reaction. So that's like sometimes if you try to push yourself and focus on the breath, actually is counterproductive. You can't do that because the breath is so subtle. So you have to go back to the causal object. Of course, there's some one of the teaching the Buddha talk about this few ways. There's a 5 ways to remove these unwholesome thoughts, especially unwholesome thoughts. You know, he said like the first step. He said that you know you when there is unwholesome thoughts arises. The moment, normally, when we have a very strong, our mindfulness is very strong, usually we can just cut off very quickly. You know, the moment we know that there's thoughts, you know, it's cut off very quickly. And then sometimes, yes, it's the thoughts that, you know, is still going on, you know. Then the Buddha said the first way you can replace the unwholesome with wholesome thoughts, because at least, you know, at least we have to let go of the unwholesome, at least we have wholesome thoughts, you know. But that also have to be careful with that, because sometimes you have to touch and go. The moment, you know, if we replace the wholesome thoughts, if we become calm down, we have to go back to breath. Because sometimes excessive of thinking of it is also a problem, because when even wholesome thoughts is still thinking, the thinking itself is still stirring the mind. The mind is still movement. So it's very difficult for the mind to become peaceful. So you have to go back to the breath. So usually the replacing of the thinking, unless it's the thinking that is not that strong yet, you know, it's easy to replace. But sometimes when you feel agitated, actually, it's more than that. So that's why the Buddha said, then you have to go to step two. Step two, that is, you reflecting on the danger of that. You know, if I'm continue, you know, if I react to this, get sucked into thinking about, you know, this unwholesome thoughts, you know, maybe you get upset with someone, what the person said, and on. Then you know, you reflect on the danger of that. When you're feeding that unwholesome thoughts, then actually we grow, isn't it? We got more upset. So if it doesn't work, the Buddha said, then you have to go to the third step. The third step that you try to forget that, like, okay, I forget about it. Bring my mind back to that. But it still doesn't work. You have to go to the fourth step. That is calming your thoughts. You calm it down. That is like maybe if you're really upset, then you just maybe use whatever words that is click, you know. Like, it's, for example, you say chill out or calm down, you know. And also another technique you can use, like you can use a breathing exercise to calm down the thoughts. Like you just like when you have a lot of anger or you get agitated, irritation, you have this irritation, you can do breathing in or breathing in agitation, breathing out peace. Actually, it helps you to take your mind away, not to suck into the thinking. And it's calming your thoughts, calming your mind down. So then the Buddha said, if it doesn't work, that is the last one. You really have to restrain your mind, not to go further. But also have to be careful with that, because sometimes you can get into the habit, and I mean, actually, it's good that we be able to examine these unwholesome thoughts, you know, to keep our mind, you know, in check, to say no to unwholesome thoughts, you know. But sometimes not too much. Sometimes too much, you become suppression. Like even sometimes people, it's very common, I find it, some people, they use the replacing thinking. They use one thinking to suppress another thinking. Because it's very tricky, you know, you have to draw the line, you know. And some people get into the habit, you know, they replace thought, then they get into the habit, even they're okay, they still like to thinking about good things. Then they feel good. Actually, excessive thinking, even good thing, you still stirring the mind. So the mind very difficult to calm down. So you forever, yes, you feel a little bit better, but you never go deep. Because actually breath is an object that is, because it's subtle. So if you be able to focus on breath itself, you have to develop your mindfulness. Your mindfulness has to be strong enough to be able to go with the breath. So, and if the breath you can go with, be able to go with the breath, actually you can go deep easily, quicker. Because you need to establish that mindfulness in order to focus on the subtle breath. That's why sometimes, like, you know, if you find it after all this way is difficult, actually you can go back to coarser breath. For example, when we have agitation, irritation, so we bring our awareness to our body. Sometimes you can feel when, for example, when you have agitation and irritation, you can feel there is a lot of tension in your body. So you bring your awareness to your body. You don't have to do all those sweeping, you know, need. You just be with the sensation and feelings, because sensation and feelings is a cause or object. Because this breath is so subtle, and your mind already get, you know, affected, you know, you already, you know, get agitated, you know, being stirred up. So you cannot force your mind to focus on the refined, the more subtle object. You go with the causal object, then you come back, go back to the breath. So you just be with the sensation and feelings. So if you feel tight, you know that there is tightness, you feel that, the sensation, you know. So after that, you know, that the sensation, the feelings, the tightness becomes your meditation object. So until they subside and then you feel peaceful and calm, you go back to your breath. Because the breath is a subtle, is more subtle object. Because like when we focus on this movement, it's a causal object. So it's just like you go into a battle. You know that you have no strength. You can't really fight, isn't it? You retreat, isn't it? You go back, you know, cultivate, develop again, strengthen your mindfulness until it's, you know, strong again. You strengthen and you go back to breath. So that's very common. We have people like using because they use the danger part of that. Some people use the replacing thinking, and then they suck into whenever they sit, they like to sit down and think of the good things, you know, and then they feel good, and then they never develop the never strengthen the mindfulness. The mindfulness becomes very weak. That's why sometimes it's so important that in our daily life you have to develop that synchronous to be able to really whatever you do, you focus. Because that establish your, strengthen your mindfulness. So when you have a strong mindfulness, you'll be able to focus on the subtle object. So that's why it's a very common thing, especially sometimes in life, you know. Sometimes maybe family, we talk to someone, maybe argument, or someone said something nasty to us, you know. Then we go on, and then when you sit in meditation, it's very difficult. You get all this, you know, it's very disturbed your mind. You can't really sit. So that's why you have to deal with that. But most people make that mistake. You know, they thought that, oh, this thought is really disturbing. Then, you know what most people do? They try to focus more on the breath. Actually, it's counterproductive. and you keep fighting, you know, until the point that you're so tired because it's very draining and you use lots of willpower because you're using willpower to try to focus on the breath, and then it's quite draining and then you use up so much energy. And then after that you feel so tired, draining, and then when you're tired, when the mind is, you strain your mind, actually your mindfulness is very weak. Especially breath is so subtle. You can't focus. Very difficult to focus. Because people to focus on the breath, your mindfulness have to be strong enough. You have to have the brightness, the alertness. When your mindfulness is strong, you alert. You be able to focus because it's a subtle object. So most people make the mistake. They think that, oh, you know, this thought is really disturbing. So they think that, you know, I use willpower to try to focus on the breath, then the thoughts will go away. Actually, you are reinforced that tendency. So next time it grows, it become, you know, more, the intensity, you know, will increase if you're feeding it. There's another things that you can use with. Another, I think is most people find that it's quite useful, that I usually encourage people to do the breathing in and breathing out exercise. For example, if you've got a lot of anxieties or agitation, irritation or anger, whatever, you know, that you, that unwholesome emotions, you know, that you experience. So because sometimes the thinking part, that is the danger part, that you get, sometimes you think that you're reflecting, sometimes you might, especially when your mindfulness is not strong enough, actually you suck in. You suck into that thinking. So the best way that, you know, like either you go to your feeling and sensation, go to the causal object. Another way, actually calming the mind by doing the breathing in, like breathing in anxiety, breathing out peace. So we make peace with that. So when you do that, you take your mind away, isn't it? To the tension on the thoughts, you know, the thinking, you take that away. So because you're breathing in anger, breathing out peace. So you embrace that anger, you embrace that, and then you make peace with it. And when you do that, and until that you really feel peaceful and calm, breathing in, you know, maybe agitation, breathing out peace, breathing in, agitation, breathing out peace. So you just, because, yes, even that, when we do that, even we said breathing in agitation, breathing out peace, even except is also thinking, you know. Like some people can't focus on the breath, so some people use the method of like puto. When they breathe in, they say poo, and then when they breathe out, they talk. Because they find it very difficult to focus on the breath, because breath is very subtle. But eventually, thinking, the thinking of good things or the putto also you have to let go. If not, you can't go deep. You have to let go. So that's why sometimes, because when you think there's a movement, then it's very difficult to go deep. So then when your mind becomes really peaceful and calm, so you go back to the breath. So that's like, this is some of the things that to help you, you know, with this, how to remove distract thoughts, because sometimes it's very difficult, because the sometimes quite intense, you know. So depends on the intensity of that thoughts, you know. But never try to focus on your breath. It becomes counterproductive, because you try to suppress, you try to push that unwholesome thoughts away. Because when you feel agitated and irritated, actually you already affected, you already suck in. That means you are not aware of it. That means your mindfulness is not strong enough. That's why you got affected. If your mindfulness is strong enough, actually, it's just like a very sharp knife. The moment a little thought come up, you know, thing come, you can just cut it off. It's very sharp. Your mindfulness is sharp. So when your mindfulness is not sharp, so when you try to focus on your breath, or you try, you are reinforced, you are pushing that away, and it's become counterproductive. So that's why you have to sometimes either go back to a causal object, or you're calming the mind, you know, using breathing in and breathing out, do that. Or you can do the reflection. But doing reflection, so you have to, you cannot do excessively, like especially thinking of good things, because even thinking of good things also, we have to let go. Yeah, because thinking itself is still thinking. So that's why when we do that, when we do the calming the mind, pacifying the mind with like breathing in, breathing out, or putto, whatever, it's still thinking, but it's minimize your thinking. Because when you suck into the thinking, your thinking become, you diversify your thinking. Your thinking go even worse, you know. But when you do that, it's still thinking, but at least you replace the thinking, is minimize your thinking. So when your mind calm down, you have to let go. Have let that go and go back to the breath. And this is some of our ways to deal with this distract thoughts. So we can now meditate, and after, if you have any questions, then you can, you know, you can ask afterwards. Just choose a comfortable posture. And just relax. And bring your mind to this present moment. Bring your awareness into this present moment. So we begin the meditation by establishing present moment awareness, and not to rush under the breath, just spend a little bit more time. In this moment, to develop that present moment awareness. Aware that you're sitting here, your posture, and develop the contentment. Just happy to be here. Just appreciate this moment. Just being aware of what's happening in this moment. As you establish your present moment awareness, your mind becomes very peaceful. And you can really feel You know, in and out prayer. And you don't have to go to look for the bread. It's always there. When you calm your mind down, it's very easy to watch the breath. So, serving the breath, breathing in and breathing out.
So any questions or comments? Also, there's a question. They say sometimes at work, it gets really hectic. Colleagues get hot, temper, and said very hurtful things. Please advise on how do I remain calm and continue to work efficiently.
Yes, one of these, questions also from some of our supporters that they sometimes they have this like anxieties effect, like during work. And actually, I do suggest that this person like to do the breathing in, breathing out exercise because it's really help. And it doesn't take long because it takes away, it takes the mind away from sucking the thinking. Because normally, when the unpleasant feelings arises, usually follows by thoughts. And we can easily suck into that. So that's why when you have, you feel hurt, you know, that moment, this is how you feel. So you just take a deep breath, you know, just doing it, breathing in, you know, the hurtfulness, that how you feel, and breathing out peace, make peace with that. Sometimes it's always go back to focus on how you feel, rather than to try to, because that moment you have no time to really reflect on that. So you have to do the quick one. And someone have this problem with like anxiety attack. Sometimes he's while he's doing work, you know, and this come. And usually he just stop and just, you know, he just take a few breath, you know, he do this breathing in and breathing out, like breathing in anxiety, he's breathing out. And he find that it's very useful. You know, this way. But of course, it also has to come from your daily practice. So if a daily practice, if you develop, like everyday life is important, you have to develop that, especially be able to really practice the synchronous that focus on whatever you do, because then you strengthen your mind. Then actually you have the stability. So even though you hear some hurtful thing, nasty thing, you're not so easily get affected. You just feel that it's unpleasant, but it's still okay, isn't it? Sometimes when if our mind is not strong enough, even though sometimes we know that we shouldn't have accepted anything, you should have bite back our tongues, you know. But still, sometimes we still cannot restrain ourselves. We still want to say something, isn't it? Because that lack of the inner stability, your mind is not stable enough. So the inner stability actually is come from that synchronous. You'll be able to really focus. Because when you decide, actually throughout the day, you can train your mind to be able to focus. So whatever you do, you make sure that you do one thing at a time. So if you eat, you just focus on eating. When you're doing washing up, you focus on washing up. So actually the only way to really strengthen your mind, actually, is that you have to practice every day. It's just like building up your mental muscles. You have to do it all the time. You have to just, so when you build up your inner stability, so you're not so easily affected by whatever people said. So it takes time. Sometimes like I don't have like a secret recipe, you know, and then telling you and then you get done with. No, you have to build up your mental muscles. When you have strong mental muscles, you have the strength, and then you're not so easily get affected by whatever other people say. So any questions or comments? No? Anyone? No? So, going gone.